Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all need an insulin shot after they review Meiomi Cabernet from California. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, see my excitement, I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, Rob. I'm still pissed off at Daniel Craig.
Good for you. I'm also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
The Triple B has chosen the show tonight. Occasionally this happens.
Occasionally. You usually always ask me what I want to do.
Yes,
well,
but...
Tonight, Rob was besmirching your name, and he actually said you selected Meiomi of your own free will.
As soon as he brought it home, I could not wait to do it.
So you actually did choose this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked.
I think they just siphon Bonanza in these
Bonanza. I didn't know they made a cab, and since he brought it home from work, I'm like, oh, my gosh, we have to try this.
Nobody says that they make a cab. I mean, there's
it
Cabernet.
It also has a bear on the front. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, it's Meiomi. On tonight's show, we have Meiomi's Cabernet Sauvignon. I've seen it many times in the store. It goes about $20. I've never bought it because I won't pay money. However, this is free. So
what was the story?
Someone gave it to somebody.
And they don't drink wine or they don't drink?
They don't drink wine, but if they were going to drink wine, they wouldn't drink Meiomi.
Okay.
And so... ergo, we have a free bottle of Meiomi.
To you.
Yeah.
They knew.
Yeah.
Rob's
I'm
a wine
so
guy.
Excited.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Let's give him Meiomi.
I kind of commandeered it for the show.
Oh, so it's stolen.
Stolen, yes. Borrowed. I'll give it back. Trust me. I'll try it. Spit it back in the bottle. Give it back. But Meiomi Cabernet,
they'll probably improve it.
They do have a bow drink it and spit it out. They do have a full line now. They have the Pinot Noir, they have Cabernet, they have Chardonnay, they have Rosé, and they have a sparkling wine of sorts. So, full line.
A sparkler?
Sparkler, yes.
Speechless.
I feel like the sparkler would probably be the best choice.
To do what?
Well, I was just thinking... like the bubbles might distract from the taste, like might cover up the taste. I don't know. That would probably be my choice. What would you all pick?
So,
well, if I'm trying to mask Drano,
so I'm trying to think of a reason I would drink Meiomi. Okay, I'm contemplating suicide.
No, you just have to. No, you have to pick one. Which one would you pick,
Scott? You're not contemplating. You're acting on your feelings.
Stop. No.
To drink. Yeah,
oh,
there it is. So
hey,
you're gonna
that's
commit
not a funny
suicide.
Joke. We're not talking about that.
I don't know. The sparkler, maybe.
Sparkler.
Yeah.
Might as well make it festive. What?
I don't know.
We're not talking about that.
If you
had to pick a Meiomi product, what would you pick?
The sparkler. We agreed. The sparkler. It's festive.
Yeah.
I would, though, maybe the Meiomi Cabernet if I had this wonderful piece of dry-aged meat, but it turned out that it was just old horse meat.
Ew.
Yeah, possibly. That would be tasty.
Have you ever eaten horse meat?
No. I've eaten dog food once. Does that count?
In France, it's a delicacy. It's go to butchers and find horse meat.
Well, let's just say this is not.
What did you order on Amazon today?
Oh.
Horse meat?
No. In Wine Spectator, there's a double issue here. They have their best recommendations for gifts. And in that, there is...
Are you going to give some of it to Scott?
No. We're going to have it on the show, though.
Oh.
Torrontes, is that what it was? Torrontes Imbirico Ham Potato Chips.
Wow.
They say it's fantastic. It tastes just like jamon. So... I ordered some.
How many bags did you get?
They're just three small bags.
It was like $12.
Yes. It's expensive. Oh, they live in the high life, man.
Well,
are they going to be more like a cracker? I don't understand.
It's potato chip that tastes like ham.
It's a potato chip. I thought it was like a ham chip.
I did too. Then I realized it's just a fucking potato chip it's that like tastes like ham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
It's a little grosser now that you think about it, isn't it?
It's a ham flavored potato chip.
Come on. It's just like come on.
I definitely thought it was like dried ham that became like a chip.
I know.
Like a chicharron.
It's not.
Yeah.
No, it's potato chip. Tastes like ham. It's a ham chip. And he said, pair it with machingo or parmesan. I'm thinking, well, why wouldn't you just get jamon or speck or why? What? I like to mix and match.
So
with
they
potato
said it was
chips?
Like a great gift?
Yeah, but this guy's a jackass.
Okay.
But you ordered it.
Yes, I did.
I have to admit, it does sound good.
Well, we'll find out next week
have
on the
Have
you
had ketchup flavored potato chips?
I've seen them, I haven't had them.
They're not good. I don't like them, but other people like them. They're super popular in other countries.
Oh.
And Trader Joe's had a thing where you could get like, have you seen that where it was like the ends of a bunch of different kinds of potato chips? So they had like dill pickle, ketchup, salt and vinegar. They had like a bunch of different kinds mixed in one bag.
Did they have ham?
I didn't see that.
So, well, I got it once and took it to my mom's. My mom's sister and I had some. And the ketchup was so overwhelming, I didn't like it. But they loved it.
Well, I had ketchup potato chips back when I was a kid in the 80s. They that shit around.
They're not talking about when you spilled your ketchup on your potato chips.
When you were 75
lunch.
Years old.
Ketchup, you had ketchup flavored potato chips when you were a little kid?
It's not some, oh my gosh. It's not like we have new alien technology that they made these discoveries. They put, yes, they had ketchup
potato
chips.
What brand potato chips did you have that had ketchup flavored potato chips when
you were
a child?
Let me think back. Let's see. 30 years ago and tell you.
Well.
That's so weird. I know people have always like dipped their potato chips in ketchup.
Yeah, they weren't very good. They might taste better now, but you know, it's just dried ketchup on the chips. So it was like.
Ketchup chips.
Yeah.
But yeah,
you've seen them.
Just once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then they left and then they're back. They're like, it's like a throwback vintage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, you know.
All right.
It's like a bad fungal infection. It left for a little while.
It's kind of like Mayomi.
It never really leaves. Well, there's that.
Mayomi keeps multiplying.
Yeah. I think we could do a whole series of Mayomi commercials. The wine when you're contemplating hurting yourself. The wine when...
you feel like driving into a train, well...
Stop.
Why don't you have Mayomi instead?
Okay.
It would save lives.
Stop.
I'm just saying.
Would it?
Stop.
Put down that cinder block.
Rob,
okay.
Stop.
Okay. Well, nevertheless, we're going to take a break.
The wine to have when you're walking out on your fiancé on your wedding day. Mayomi.
It depends. Okay. There we go. What? You're just drinking it straight out of the bottle?
Yeah, straight out of the bottle.
Maybe you had it the sparkler. Well, you know,
and you have the sparkler.
I wonder if they
I think
do...
the rosé is more appropriate for that.
Well, that's true. There's different reasons why, but we're going to take a break, folks. And then we're going to come back. And we're... Oh, one thing I want to say. On the potpourri tonight, I have a mystery wine in a bag. It's not... The wine is in a paper bag. I know we've had this issue before where it was the wrong one. I do know what this is because it's only one bag.
Oh, so you're actually going to remember what the wine is in the mystery bag.
Yeah, so we're going to taste that thing in a bag, and then we're going to make a determination whether or not that thing in a bag is better than what we have right now in the glass. And then we'll reveal what's in the bag. So how's that sound?
He's becoming enthralled with the wine in the bag thing.
I just like the tape, the painter's tape.
I thought that, too.
Yeah, I know, it's true. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on The Wine Vault. Everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on The Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, Mayomi. What is the vintage on this? Mayomi.
It's unvintaged.
2019.
Oh.
So it has that over Bonanza.
The other exciting thing about this Mayomi is, like, the person that Rob got it from, like, could have had it rolling around in the back of their car. You know, like, no one is taking care of it.
Well, why would you?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, it's not doing it any favors.
This wine is 56% Monterey County, 25% Sonoma County, and 21% Santa Barbara County. You know, Santa Barbara, when I say I want some cab, I always say Monterey and Santa Barbara. Mm-hmm. I just think that those two are the best places in the world for Cabernet.
So does it have a California designation or like a multiple?
It has a California designation, yes. Yes.
I mean, props to them for saying where it actually comes from.
Oh, no, they put all three counties on the front. Okay.
Let's be frank. That's the same fucking thing that they have on the Pinot. I think this is just the same fucking thing as the Pinot. They just slap a cab label on the front.
It's a lot darker.
What, the bottle?
No, the wine, Rob.
Oh, no. I think the wine is whatever, but the bottle itself.
Oh, you think they just copied and pasted Pinot?
Yeah, then they just, you know, a little bit of that. And I mean, the same percentages. I mean, you know.
You don't think highly of Mayomi, do you?
I don't know. I don't. I think it's ball sweat. That's what I think.
Well.
So Becky does have some...
you have some winemaker notes.
Oh, no.
It has a dark ruby color. The wine opens to reveal expressive aromas of juicy blackberry, boysenberry, and bramble, along with notes of toasty vanilla and graham cracker. That's weird. The full flavors are highlighted by a plush, velvety mouthfeel with a long finish. This California wine owes much of its complexity to its varied upbringing, featuring grapes harvested from Monterey, Santa Barbara, and Sonoma counties.
Yeah, that's why they did that. Yeah.
It offers a full body taste that stays with you for a lengthy finish, no matter the meal.
Yes, I stay with you.
That, too. Like, when I said that, it made my stomach curl a little bit.
Well, you just wait.
When I think of a taste in a wine that stays with me, it's usually not a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely had like that.
Herpes stays with you, too. I found that out the hard way.
That's gross.
Damn it. I know.
Mayomi means coast in the language of the native coastal-dwelling Wapo and Yuki tribes, and best pays tribute to and symbolizes the origin of this Pinot Noir. Mayomi is a high-style Pinot Noir.
This isn't Pinot.
Well, this is what you gave me.
Oh, okay. That was on the Cabernet thing. They didn't have much to say about the Cabernet. I like how they cultural appropriation. That's nice. Nice job, Mayomi.
Did they really know that that's what that meant in that language, or they just named it that, and then somebody said, hey, do you know what that means in this language?
Maybe they were trying to spell meow, and they just misspelled it.
Well,
how do you spell meow? M-E-I-O-M-I?
Buy another consonant, Jim.
Yes, yes.
I really do, like, almost have a stomachache from just reading that stays with you for a lengthy finish. Like,
yes.
It's self-inflicted.
I know.
You did this.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Were you kind of excited, though, when you found out it was Mayomi?
No,
not really.
No.
I mean,
I tried to get Susan Balbo on the show, and it didn't work.
Well... I'm glad you picked this out, because if we picked it out, I think we'd be criticized. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure you would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But good for you to get this out of the way.
Out of the way.
The truth is, we've been talking about this. Hey, we got a Mayomi in the queue.
Yeah, forever.
And it's like, okay.
Like 3 weeks, but you know.
That's three weeks too long.
Rob's been picking out bad wine at night, so.
Oh, shove it up your butt. I picked out Mount Veeder Cabernet, which you loved, but you just lied. And then... Turley Napa Cab. That was Becky's Friday, Saturday. It was so difficult for her. Oh.
I didn't drink Friday night.
Oh, that's true. I did, but that's okay.
But
the Turley was the 2012. It was just all fruit.
It was gone to fruit.
It's all gone to fruit, yeah. Nice, but very soft.
That's a long time. I think they recommend 7 to 8 years on the cabs.
Yeah, that would be, that's, yeah. It was just all soft fruit, which is nice. It's just, you know.
It was past.
No.
A little past its prime.
No, if you like that soft fruit style, it's right in its drinking window.
Okay.
But, you know. All right, the Mayomi. On the nose.
But was the Turley good? What about the Mount Veeder? I don't want to do the Mayomi, really.
Mount Veeder was delicious. It's fantastic.
It always is.
It, was, just like,
it was fun. Rob was obsessed with it and lost his mind that I wasn't more into it.
Lubashenko's in the news again.
Was he?
Yeah.
What did he do now? He started selling Big Red Smokies along with his hot dogs?
There's an expose that he's passing refugees through his country through secret fences to other countries.
Would you like sauerkraut with the sausage? Yeah, no. No, I would not. That's Becky's code word. Mm-hmm. Mustard and sauerkraut. They're like, oh.
With the sausage.
No.
This doesn't smell as yeasty as what I thought it was going to smell like. I mean, you can smell the oak
ass
at the end.
Slight bit of
very generous. The oak at the end.
Yeah. Well, there's a spicy woodsiness to it at the back. Yeah. I mean, definitely big grapey.
I can't wait for us to love this.
Aromas. Big grapey aromas dripping with grape
jelly.
Yes,
dripping with grape.
It does taste like does have a Concord
jelly
grape nose.
Jammy jelly nose, yeah.
Like a Smucker grape nose,
like a Little Debbie Smucker grape nose.
See, I was thinking more like what was Kroger's off brand?
Yes,
used to be. It was red and white brand. Is that them?
Mm-mm.
I wasn't alive in 1941 when you
Kroger
were 50.
Had Kroger brand. They had private selection.
This was not private selection.
This was,
I don't know.
And it was a different
Save
label
a lot.
Than those two. But anyhow, and you open the grape jelly and there was a liquid layer on top of it. That's what I think this is going to be like. That
they
liquid
might,
labor.
They might extract it. That's
grape
why it's,
jelly yeah. where the liquid separated off the top. It's no longer solids. It's liquid.
There's someone out there saying, this is my favorite wine. It's so tasty. I love it. They also drink it out of novelty glasses.
Oh, hey. Yeah. This for sure belongs in a painted glass with like some...
I like painted glasses.
You're
a with
douche.
A thing hanging off the bottom. Like those...
Yeah,
you
a little...
charm.
Oh,
charm.
I have a flamingo charm on mine. Look at that. Back
right.
in the trailer park.
Oh, somebody went in.
That's pleasure right there.
It's not as it is not that bad. It is not that bad.
Mm.
It's not that bad. Again, stop. It's not that bad. We've had so much bad stuff. This is not that bad.
Oh. Yes, it is.
It's not as bad as the Pinot.
Give me the Pinot.
It's burning my chest.
Give me the fucking Pinot, man. Oh,
I've got heat.
Oh,
it's very sweet.
Oh,
yeah. It's been a long time since I really thought
that
this was in a wine
that
we're tasting, and I'll say it, Purple Death.
Oh my. If I need to wake up...
It is pretty dark.
Oh.
Well, just that...
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got that. Oh.
It's Purple Death. That's got one concentrate.
It's just a weak... And the thing is...
I could be wrong. This reminds me of Purple Death.
The actual wine portion of this drink thing is so weak and flaccid. Everything that adds flavor or texture to it is all just manipulated bullshit. There is nothing there in a wine product that is legitimate. It's all the additives. It's all the chipped oak. It's all the Purple Death. That's all it's propping the trash up. That's no more than one of those $3.49 wines. That's all this is.
I thought that too, that this is probably probably a crowd pleaser because a lot of people like wine like this.
But spend $4.
Yeah.
Don't spend $20.
No. I mean, I agree with you. This drink's like a $7 or $8 bottle of like Barefoot. It really does.
Oh, yeah. I think it's more like the Crane Lakes. I mean, it's...
It's really sweet.
They're not even as sugary as this is.
Yeah, but they at least are acknowledging what they are, too. This goes back to that, because then it does stick with you, because the oak chip kind of lingers and just, and it tastes like
what
you.
What was their phrasing?
Stays with you.
Stays with you for
a long time, because you have that unsettling sour oak tinge that just won't go away. It's still there as I'm talking.
That.
Yeah, it feels like it coated my throat.
There's two things too. That purple death. They want it to be like savory fruit, right? But it's this, but it's this purple death.
You knew where, yeah. You, yep. You've got it.
It's manipulated, savory fruit prune, maybe.
And prune is fine when it's actual, prune.
It's like a prune juice thing
from a can. Is.
Yeah.
The can that's been maybe on the shelf a long time, and like the pull tab, it's leaking a little bit.
Well, it's in a survivalist basement. It's there just if the apocalypse comes.
And that pull tab's leaking a little bit, so there's some oxidation, and you can see the brownness where the pull tab's leaking. It's
the fallout is almost down. It's like 4 years on, and this is the last thing that he has. He's just been putting it off, but he's like, okay. And then that's what you drink. It's like, oh, it's terrible. Keeps you regular, though.
I've still got my chest is still burning from the heat of this.
Shit wakes you up though, doesn't it?
I feel
wakes you up before you start losing your breath, the tightness in your chest, your eyes start bulging out of your head.
Absolutely horrible. Everything that is bad about a wine is done in this wine. Everything, every sin that these places commit is committed by this wine. It's all there. Sour oak, check. Residual sugar, check.
In abundance.
It's really sweet.
No identity as to what it wants to be. Check.
What is that?
Too expensive.
What is that at the end?
With the sourness?
No, there's something sweet at the end. To me, the finish is really sweet.
I'm getting the bile, from that really rancid oak. And, I mean, there's a little bit of vanilla.
I get that. There's something else that I'm tasting that's sweet. Maybe it's the vanilla.
It's a purple death sweet. I just can't get away from the purple death sweet. I can't pick it out of anything in that.
And that's not a sweet.
My lips taste like it.
Yeah. It's not like something that's, that tastes like a Twinkie. No, not that kind of sweet. We're talking about something that doesn't taste natural. It's like, okay, that's how I would equate to sweet if my brain is trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But it tastes repulsive. I mean, the whole thing is repulsive. It's like, you just don't like cupcakes. No, I like cupcakes. This don't taste like a fucking cupcake.
No. It tastes like a weird Kool-Aid mixture. Would be like my best, like a really concentrated Kool-Aid mixture.
That was mixed in a cistern.
Yeah.
Karo syrup that's concentrated.
And mixed in a cistern.
I have to recant something I said earlier.
What?
This is the wine you would drink before you commit suicide, because this makes you want to kill yourself.
Stop with this.
Well, you have something emotionally wrong with you if you are drinking this. It's not luxurious. This is OZV bad. That's hard to do. That's right. It's OZV bad.
I
was like, what? Give me some mayo. I was like, I want a wine that tastes like a sewer rat. A sweet, I want a chocolate-covered sewer rat. Oh, Maomi. That's right. Did you know that means the coast? It's native language that we have appropriated for our label, but nobody's giving them any shit, and I think they should.
They can appropriate anything they want. The wine's so bad, they're not going to get any criticism for the naming.
My left eye is itchy from this wine. I do not know why that is.
I just now thought I'm getting kind of cold.
You're getting cold. It's because it causes the circulation in your body to shut down. Your body's natural defenses from getting the wine, keeping the wine from spreading throughout your body.
The lights are getting dim. They're going to a point. I can feel my life force evaporating from my body. My soul is lingering, gently but dissipating. And it's all because of Naomi.
Here's a question. Let's be serious for a moment. Who would drink this and why?
That's a mean question.
Does it have to
be? That's a mean question.
I wonder what they sell. How much of this they sell?
Yeah, how much?
It's a Naomi Pinot is very popular. It's sold.
I know, but Naomi Pinot,
it's
Naomi Pinot. I think is bullshit, but it doesn't do the horrendous oak at the finish, and it's more raspberry sweet.
It's done well for what it is. It's now it's not a good Pinot.
It's not
a good wine, but it's
more of a wine drink. But at least it doesn't go the dark path like this does.
I can drink Naomi Pinot.
Well, I know you can. That's what I was
talking about. It's not a hard drink. It's just not great. But you're out and you want a glass of wine, as long as it's not $12 a glass and there's nothing else there, I can stomach it. I always refer to it as the Bud Light of wine.
I think, let's rephrase it. You could understand why people might drink that on occasion.
It's easy.
Well, that's fine. This wine goes down that same road that like J-Lor Cabernet did, although it was bigger and oakier. And so many of those things that are so reprehensible, they're not sweet, they're not light, they're not jammy, they're not fun tasting. Where does the market share comes in? Who wants something that tastes medicinal and off and acidic and rough, yet sweet and gross? And that, I mean,
it has heat on the finish.
Yeah, the flavors are not appealing. Nothing melds in this wine. This wine doesn't have harmony. You know, it doesn't. It sounds like a piano. It sounds like a piano falling downstairs. I mean,
even if you don't know wine, I think a person that drinks this would know it's not a good wine.
Well, they wouldn't like what the flavors.
I don't think that's true. I think people like it because of the sweetness. I think
people would like it.
I don't think so.
I think it's so sweet it's off-putting.
But people like sweet wine. Americans like sweet wine.
But I agree. But you think they'd like this better than a Moscato?
No.
For that person, no, because the Moscato knows what it is.
Same drinker.
Drink Concord. Drink Concord. Don't drink this.
Yeah.
Get your Lawns Concord. That's rough. But get your Lawns Concord and.
I don't know what that is.
That is. You can buy Concord wine.
It's
in Ohio. I mean, it's just pure. Just think Welch's grape juice, but it's wined grape juice.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know they made that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we don't drink it.
You buy it at Kroger?
You can buy it at Home Buys. They sell it at Home Buys.
Probably some of the Krogers have it.
Heinemann's, all sorts of, up on Lake Erie, they all make that kind of stuff. But, I mean, there are people that drink the shit out of that. Now, that's just old sweet berry wine, but that's what they like. That's fun for them, and they enjoy that. Whatever, that's fine, whatever. It's not the same thing that we're drinking. It's not an Olympic wine. It's a completely different thing. That's fine. But this is in the Olympic area because it says Cabernet on there. And it's also $20. $20. I was just talking about Concord, which is $3.99, $4 or $5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, any of your crap things that are on the bottom shelf at Kroger or any of your grocery stores, those are $3.49. They're $4. Crane Lake, that kind of stuff. You know, it's just that residual sugar junk, whatever. Fine. But they're not $20. The price on this, they're using some more technique and adding more to what shouldn't be added to. Those wines that are fruity and sweet and sugary should be left fruity, sweet, and sugary. They shouldn't be oaked. They shouldn't be manipulated any further than that. A $3-something bottle of wine is a $3-something bottle of wine. Just let it be. You can't take that kind of product, that kind of mentality of a product, and then make a $20 version of it. You just can't, because it isn't that.
You know who's saying that they can?
Oh, they tried.
Joe Wagner.
Well, Joey was long gone. Joey was long gone before they did this.
Oh, okay.
He made the Pinot, but he didn't make the Cab. It's some new winemaker. So he's. I don't even think he's had anything to say on that. I mean, Bonanza, that has his fingerprints on it. Now, obviously, we know what Bonanza is. Bonanza is a lot better than this. Bonanza, I mean, it's a very wildly jazzy thing to drink. But it's not this.
It's not as bad as this. It wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good, but no. It ain't on the... It's not on the same... This is like two episodes ago bad.
Are you going to make us drink that other one, too?
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm looking forward to it after this. You should. Yeah. I'm hopeful.
So,
I'm
folks, hopeful. I know. We're going to take a break.
Ugh.
And then we're going to come back and review the... Or drink the other wine in the bag here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, the secret wine, which is never a good thing. We've never had a good secret wine.
Until tonight.
I doubt this. In the glass, and I will say this is a Cabernet. This is far more ruby, translucent. Very big watery edge. Matter of fact, the biggest watery edge I've ever seen in my life. And I have a gigantic Eyinger beer stein to pour the Mayomi in, so.
It's already poured. We should have done on air to hear the sound
of
that tripe laning in the big beer mug.
That nose.
So I was hopeful.
You know raspberry. What the nose is?
What?
A bad port nose.
Well.
Wine guy talked about opening a bottle of Mount Veeder and not consuming it all. And I was thinking, oh, that's what this is. He's going to compare.
And then how, how very wrong.
No. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
No, you're right, Becky. Like the cheapest, nasty, like Taylor's and those things. Yeah, that's what they smell like. Little green pepper-esque, too.
Ooh.
So many things that are bad about this.
I didn't even get to the green pepper yet.
Raspberry compote, maybe some sun-dried tomato and green pepper. Mm-hmm. It's very vibrant, though. It's boisterous. These glasses will never be the same.
Honestly, I don't think it would be a bad nose until you hit that green pepper.
The whole thing is terrible.
Nah.
Yeah, it's bad.
No.
Who wants to go in? Who's going to go first?
Doing it. I'm brave.
And vanilla.
Oh my God, it's so much worse than Mayomi.
No. It's
terrible.
It's terrible.
So bad.
Absolutely terrible.
I don't think it's worse than them. I would drink this over the Mayomi.
What?
Yeah.
Well, it's nothing even there. It's just a junk hole.
Yeah, there's not much there.
It's gross. And that vanilla on the end is sick.
Vanilla?
I feel like I've got something wrong with me with this in my mouth. It's just... The mouthfeel is just all wrong. I don't even know what it is. It just is so flat and just... It just hits your palate and it's like...
It's nasty.
For me, it's just not as nasty as the... Oh.
It's bad.
Did you get
Scott.
The vanilla?
No, I got something. Some bitter taste.
Many things are bad about this wine.
Like... roofing. You're doing a roofing job and you
it's metallic
pop some nails. Yes,
it's metallic as well. Yes, it has many flaws.
Not minerality, metallic.
No, it's metallic. It's a metallic wine, which is a horrible quality that shows bad acidity.
I'm afraid to drink another one, but like, would you say it's like out of a can is what it tastes like?
It does taste like it's out of a can, but obviously
maybe,
it's not.
Maybe, but it just reminds me of you get this if you roofing nails. Everybody knows roofing nails.
It tastes like tetanus.
Coated with a powder, and if you put them in your mouth foolishly, you get this taste, and it's that's it. This does not. My body is not shuddering the way it did when I put Mayomi into it. I have to respect. I have to respect my body, what I put into it, even though I don't know what this is.
That's true. That is true.
I don't know what this is that I'm putting into my body, but I have to respect that it doesn't reject it the way it rejected Mayomi.
Yeah. Well,
why didn't you do another $20 cap?
Well, because you would get mad.
Why?
Because you said you wanted this to be Mayomi's time to shine. That's what you said. I'm quoting. I want Mayomi to shine.
I never said that.
You did. On your heart. You listened to your heart for some reason. I don't know if you thought Mayomi was going to be good or what you thought. I mean, it's like, you know, I knew it wouldn't be good.
I expected it to be better than that.
What did you expect it to be?
I thought it would be akin to the Pinot Noir. It would be some flaccid cab without true varietal characteristics, well, yeah, but that would it's still that. Be easy to drink.
Oh, no, it's not that.
It's not that.
No.
None of us could. Three mouthfuls? Becky, did you? How many pulls on the Mayomi?
Oh, three or four, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe.
I couldn't get the four.
I can't drink any more than this.
Who the fuck could ever drink this?
I could drink this over the... If you,
that's so
if,
crazy.
If I
Which
had a choice...
Which one did you drink more of?
This one.
Oh, that would be so difficult. I mean... Yeah, it gives you the willies. It's gross. No, probably the Mayomi.
Really?
Yeah. I could drink
this
a lot.
This is not giving me the willies.
It's debatable.
No.
Well, I hate them both so much. You know what I would drink? A conga. I would drink a conga. Yeah. I would drink a conga. I would drink a whole damn gallon of a conga. Mm-mm. Yeah, Scott, don't be stupid. This stuff.
Tell the listeners what you did with a conga.
A conga's bad.
No, it's not. A conga's actually solid for what it is.
I
made beef bourguignon tonight, and I used a conga as the red wine. Half bottle of that, and I'll tell you what. We always say only cook with what you'll drink. But I experimented, and you can sip a conga, and it's not very good. But it did so well in that it sung. I mean, the nicest flavor was that wine flavor. It really was nice. I'm sure if you put a $75 cab in it, it would be even more marvelous. But it was so great, and I realized a conga costs less than fucking beef broth. I mean, folks, it's like $3.49 is what it was today. It's cheaper than stock. It's worked so well for that. That wine is a great dry wine. And the thing about it is, it doesn't have weirdness. It's just not that good. And so for a wine that's fairly neutral, that doesn't have weirdness, it's not overly oaked. It's not overly this or that. It's just kind of,
it's kind of sort of what you want.
Yeah, it's neutral. And cooked over an hour and a half, which is boiling a conga, doesn't make sense. But it sings with that little bit of Malbec fruit.
It can be tricky to cook with wine. You can overdo it.
Mm-hmm. This worked well.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And it smelled great, too. And what we're drinking here, the second one, by the way.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah.
Where do we think it's from, Scott?
Where do you think?
Don't have a clue. To be honest with you, I couldn't have told you this was cab.
No, no, me either.
No.
I would say, I kind of thought that it was some weird South American wine. But I don't know what it is. I have no idea.
Well, I'll show you what it is.
Is it Drops of Jupiter or Cabernet?
It's Pinot. Drops of Jupiter. No, that was Hey Soul Sister Pinot Noir. They have that, you know. It's Charles Shaw Cabernet.
Like
folks.
I said,
awful.
I could drink this.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
9 times out of 10.
Anybody that likes this on a regular basis,
I'd say I liked it.
It's disgusting. I mean, yeah, but this is how much?
$4.99.
A lot more than what I thought it was, but I mean that's about $4.99 more than you should pay.
It's $4.99 now.
It's too much.
I don't know if that's a temporary price increase, but that's what it was. I was in the Trader Joe's this weekend.
It's terrible. It's just terrible. But You know, but it goes to show, it's, yeah, you can tell that the Meiomi, if you drink those back-to-back, the Meiomi costs more.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it costs more than that. Mm-hmm. Partly because the Charles Schaw isn't, it's weird. It's odd.
It's very weird.
And it looks like shit, too.
Well, it's just so lean. What's the ABV on that? I
wish
that
it
back?
Was leaner. So awful.
12.5.
Oh, well, there's sign number one.
That's a proper Bordeaux ABV. Yeah. Well, nevertheless, folks, I was just pointing this out for Charles Schaw. Scott loves it.
If I had to marry one, it'd be the Charles Schaw for sure.
Marry one?
At least you were consistent. He said he liked the taste of roofing nails.
That's true. That's true. When I put nails in my mouth, I suck on nails. That's right.
I would rather drink a nice water.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And either one of those.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I bet this would be good for cooking, just like a conga.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm. First of all, this is a lot more expensive than a conga. So there's that.
$1.50 more?
Do the percentages.
It's... Just because of percentages doesn't mean it's a lot more.
First of all, the conga is better and cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure.
Because the conga tastes like, what's the word? Wine. Mm-hmm. This does not. This tastes like shit. Oh, you drank your whole glass?
I know.
Fucking got something wrong with you.
Something that
you have some trashy elements to you, though, so that makes sense.
Lock my way.
I thought that right before he
trashy
said
side.
Yeah. I mean,
that's so scary.
You
I
used to
that.
Drink, what the hell's the Italian? Well, the full Italian crap. Yeah, you would drink the shit out of that Grifone.
It was good at one point.
Yeah, it was not. But
yes.
No, it wasn't. But you would sing the praises of that stuff.
It and was this good. Is
just, no, it's not. And
it's not good anymore.
It's because
you, I stand by that when we were what? Pounding the Primitivo, it was good.
You should never use the term pounding.
And, why not?
And that because Mike Pence will get nervous.
Yeah, I think he is nervous right now.
Yeah, that's true.
The subpoenas are coming.
So true. So
did you say penis?
We've talked before on air about ranch water, the alcoholic beverage, and I've started drinking it during the day without tequila in it, but like mineral water, like Topo Chico with lime juice and a ton of ice. It is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it better than like a. LaCroix or anything like that.
Hmm. Oh, no. I think the Topo Chico, especially the lime, is delicious. I love it.
It's so good. Well, we've been through like two bottles of lime juice.
No, well, that's because William drinks it straight.
William does drink it straight, but it just is a really, really good... I drink a ton of water, and one of them every day is that, because it just is so good.
So refresh our listeners and me on Topo Chico.
It's a Mexican mountain... Mineral water, and supposedly it's more bubbly than
it is.
And it comes in a glass bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rob just drinks it with ice.
No, I like just drink it straight out of the bottle.
Yeah, I like it with lime juice. I think it's so good.
Yeah, I'll get a bottle of it and drink it at the office. You know,
and the cocktail you were referring to, the ranch water, is
tequila,
lime juice, and.
Topo Chico. And I had one at El Segundo. And what else did they put in it?
I have some sort of heaven.
It was so good.
Yeah, it didn't taste like it was as fat-free.
And it had a salted rim, but it had like, I don't know, 3 or 4 different colors on the salted rim. So I don't even know what. It was like red, black, and white. I don't know.
Watch this.
Are you going to refill your cup? What?
Just a nasty bastard.
Yeah, he's doing that to taunt you.
Prove the lie. Folks, we're going to take a break.
I was going to say, while we're doing this potpourri.
Oh, sure.
Scott, have you had anything nice to drink lately? Or eat?
Rob recommended a bottle of Marietta,
mm-hmm.
which is a California maker.
Mm-hmm.
But of a Syrah-based Bordeaux-style blend.
It's actually Grenache.
Yes.
Grenache Syrah.
The Bonnie Duke is the one that's the Syrah. No.
No. That'd be the Ghost Block at Syrah. They are predominantly Marriott.
No, it was.
I think it's
Syrah based.
Tell me it's what Syrah? It is. And I'll Google it.
Monte Cristo, Marriott of Monte Cristo. Yeah.
It was Syrah based.
There's a bottle. There's a couple bottles. In there.
It might be. It had Petite, it had Viognier, and Merlot.
It had a trace amount of Viognier.
Yeah, like 4%.
Mm-hmm. No, it got it's $21. Why are we telling people? Because they'll buy it all.
Because it's good.
It's terrible. Don't buy it. Damn it, that's what always happens. We tell everybody they
Robert
go
Parker,
buy it all our shit.
$95.
Damn it.
$21.
Everybody's going to buy it now, Scott. It's terrible.
I was surprised. I expected it to be a little more burly, and it was
Marietta
so
Cristo.
Sophisticated.
Oh, by the way, folks. Instead of buying the Cristo, I suggest buying Meiomi Cabernet. It's delicious. Buy the shit out of that. Don't drink. No. Marietta's product line right now, they're blowing the roof
based
off.
Based on mostly Syrah and Grenache.
Okay. But yeah, they're pretty close, though. Is it 60-40 or is it 50-50?
Oh, it's 63% Syrah.
Okay.
28% Grenache. 6% Petite Syrah. And 3% Viognier.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, and I think... Whatever vintage I had was slightly different makeup because I remember the VMA was 4.
Sorry.
And I think
it's probably that vintage, but you know how often they get that wrong on the site. So.
Yeah, for sure. I think it was 50, 30 something maybe. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Go whatever is on the bottle. But
it was it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And again,
did you get it from wine.com?
Yeah, not wine.com. And wine, Robert put it out there. Hey, look at this. And for once, I took him up on it. And Parker, even though he's left and is retired, we still align with his numbers. When he puts a 95 out there.
Yeah. Didn't James also give it a 94?
Something like that. 94, 93?
That's correct. I gave it 94 of my points. What? V, that would be Venice.
They gave it a 93.
Yes.
One enthusiast gave it a 92.
They're very enthusiastic.
It's not very enthusiastic.
The 17 is unavailable.
What?
The 17 is unavailable.
Okay, that's fine.
Try the 2018 vintage.
That's what we bought,
I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my buddy Mel made chicken and dumplings, which I did not have the dumplings, but it was a nice chicken soup.
That's so funny. I made chicken and dumplings Thursday night.
I think you did. Yeah. Lovely.
It's just that time of year, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's turned cold. At least it has here. There's snow on the ground here.
Yep.
Nasty, wet, icy snow, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the wind is unreal.
Mm-hmm. Gross. I know.
That's so funny. So I made chicken and dumplings, and Rob was like, I don't like chicken and dumplings. Guess what?
Chow hound.
I ate some. It was nice. Henry liked it. He liked the beef bourguignon tonight as well.
You liked the chicken and dumplings. That's what stirred me to try to create a gluten-free chicken pot pie this week.
That's right. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to go back and review the Meiomi here on the Wine Vault.
I forgot we have to do that still.
We do. Numerical scores on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the 2019 Meiomi Cabernet type product. We're going to go around the room and we're going to get some scores. Becky, what is your numerical score that you will award the Meiomi?
I was just thinking that no matter what score I give, you're not going to sing the Russian national anthem.
Maybe the Canadian one, though.
I feel like a 78. You can't really tell it's a cab.
Oh, Canada.
I'm rolling my eyes. You can't really tell it's a cab. It's very sweet. The oaking's terrible. And then whatever that is at the end is horrific, too. I do think that people probably like this. You could take this to, like, a White Elephant Christmas party, and people would fight over it, I feel like.
Well, somebody bought some this for somebody as a thank you. They don't like them very much.
That's what it was. It was a thank you. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah.
But so you get this set as a Christmas party gift. Somebody leaves it behind, and then you drink it, and you go, we're never inviting them again.
Well, you know what it is? It's another one of these wines. It's a smoker's wine. You smoke. You can't tell. Just smoke 10 packs of cigarettes and drink this shit.
Okay. Sure. I'm going lower. I'm going 74. It just sucks. Yeah. It's Purple Death. The heat on the end.
It's so weird.
For me, the Charles Shaw is better just because of that alone. It doesn't make my chest burn. And Rob, off air, had to pour a little more of the Meiomi, and he curled his face up like the was it the Red's apple that where the face scrunched up on the old advert?
That's what he did.
His face scrunched up like the old guy in the Red's.
It's a cider apple. Yeah.
You didn't do that on the Charles Shaw. The Charles Shaw is better.
I kept it all inside. Oh my god!
But it's
the Charles Shaw Winery, Napa, California.
It doesn't say that's where it's from. It says bottled and cellared.
I know, but they say that's where they have... What do they have, a warehouse next to a porn shop in Napa?
I don't know.
Mm. They also sell tires out the front?
It's apparently gotten into the bottle of the Meiomi, but it's just an awful bottle of wine. And honestly, I'm disappointed. I thought it would be drinkable. This is not drinkable. Three sips crossed my lips. That's it. I'll never.
Are we gonna have to do the whole portfolio of Meiomi?
Fuck no.
No.
We did the Chardonnay. Basically, we did butter Chardonnay, so that's close enough.
Mm.
It's like burnt sawdust. And then rosé. Any rosé will do. And the sparkler. Just blow some bubbles and in a cup of urine, and you got it. I'm also giving the Meiomi 74 of my points. Wall of shame.
Yes.
For Meiomi.
Shame on you.
Wall of shame. Now, Charles Shaw. Why not? Becky, you have a score for that?
Oh, 42.
42. Not a good score for the Charles Shaw.
it's
so
bad. I couldn't drink it.
Scott.
78.
78. Strong
substantially
score.
Better than the Meiomi.
Mm. And I'm giving it 72 of my points.
So you're sticking with that it's...
Worse.
One more time.
I'm not drinking after Come you. On. I don't know where you've been. You like the Charles Shaw. That's all I need to know.
Our mouths have been disinfected with
Meiomi.
Let's do
our...
No. I'd rather Charles kiss Shaw. You than drink
integrity.
That.
Well,
okay.
I was so optimistic and such a deluded person.
What?
Scott, 84. Rob, 82. I was off by 18 points.
That's not good. Yeah.
I'm usually... Within a couple of points.
Becky 84, Rob 83.
That's not good. Oh, I had Becky at 81, so I'm off by 3 there. And I had Scott at a 78, which I'm 4. I get 7 off, I win again.
Wow, way to go.
Finger guns.
Yeah, but secretly you've been drinking Meiomi.
Why?
For weeks.
Is my nose falling off or something like that?
Good. Actually, it does look like it is.
I'm going to,
Mm-hmm.
You think I drank this earlier?
He does read the reviews.
And
there were no reviews.
And
He goes out shopping for wine. You don't know where he stops to have dinner at Red Lobster and have a glass of Miami Cab.
That would be true.
I agree, Scott. He went to pick up our click list today and was gone for over an hour.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
So that also, he knew that it wasn't going to be good because he paired it with Charles Shaw.
Mm-hmm. You know what, though? If you went to Red Lobster and got one of those lobsters out of the fish tank that had been in there for, like, years, and, you know, you're going to have that as your dinner.
I think it's a lobster.
This is that. This goes well with that. It's a catfish lobster slash carp.
Isn't that just a steroid-infested crawfish?
It's something at that point, yeah. They got them out of a creek downstream from where you shouldn't get them from, so.
No, that
why is that water orange?
That's no, okay. That claw was attached to his body at one point. Yeah. No, that's
so gross.
That's a good pairing for Mayomi. Yeah,
that's a crab claw. No, that's a lot. That's a crab. No.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, that's rough. I wish I was
this
drinking.
This is a really rough episode. Two bad wines.
It's terrible.
Charles Shaw, the winner.
You got a 42, Scott. It's not the winner. It lost.
In denial. You're in denial. This is so much easier to drink than a Miomi. Miomi is so bad you can't drink it. I could drink this all day long.
I know you could. You're a trashy person.
I would enjoy it, but I can't drink the Miomi.
Well, then on episode 2, you can keep drinking the Charles Shaw. I'll drink what we got there. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver in the Triple B, we are going to bid you adieu. But see you next time.
Adieu.
Adieu. Adieu. Adieu. Adieu.
Adieu.
And das Vidania, of course. Here on the Wine Vault.